Basketball is sometimes called ballet on hardwood. Baseball and ballet would seem to have less in common, but that may not be the case for long, thanks to a big city ballet and a former major leaguer. Phil Latzman of WLRN in Miami has the story.
Inside a studio at the Miami City Ballet, dancers rehearse for a performance of the George Balanchine classic Slaughter on 10th Avenue. At one side of the room, waifish ballerinas warm up, while on the other side of the room, 12-time Major League All-Star catcher Mike Piazza waits for his cue. Piazza will make his ballet debut in a cameo performance for the production on May 3rd.
What do you know about George Balanchine?
George Balanchine. Is this a trick question? You put me on the spot? Is this a trick question?
The retired baseball star may not know much about the famed choreographer and co-founder of the New York City Ballet, but he's learning all he can about his upcoming role as a gangster in the production.
Right in the theater, huh? You be sitting in my seat. After you shoot him, you could get out. No one will notice you.
Gotcha, pal.
The burly 6'3" Piazza is dressed to the nines and donning a fedora fit for a gangster. He's performing at the request of his 6-year-old ballerina daughter, Nicoletta, through whom he's learned that athletes are athletes, no matter what shape, size, or sport.
There's no question it's an athletic movement, and the strength and the discipline. And you look at some of the movies that have came out in recent years about ballet, and you look at the history of ballet and some of the great dancers. I mean, there's no question. They're unbelievable athletes. I mean, probably far better shape than I ever was.
Working with Piazza on staging and coaching for his cameo is Philip Neal.
We want to make ballet fans out of sports fans. And I think the athleticism that's there is a natural fit.
Neal is a former dancer with the New York City Ballet, and he grew up watching Piazza play for the Mets. He says he's grateful for his help in spreading the word to sports fans.
I always want to get people through the door of the ballet, because once they walk through the door and they sit and the curtain goes up, they're shocked at how athletic it is. And they see the men lifting the ballerinas over their head and moving at the speed of the light and jumping and turning. And I think someone's preconception of what ballet might be different once the curtain goes up.
Piazza's upcoming stint will not be the first time the Miami City Ballet has combined ballet and sports. After the company's dancers traded their leotards for tank tops to support the Miami Heat's championship run last year, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade showed up to return the favor. The duo posed for a series of publicity shots with the principal dancers, sisters Jeanette and Patricia Delgado, earlier this year for the team's ballet and basketball campaign. Artistic director Lourdes Lopez says teaming up the two Miami institutions just made sense from a marketing and artistic perspective.
When I look at basketball, and I used to love playing basketball as a kid here in Miami, those athletes, they're really graceful, because it's both dancers and basketball players. It's grace, it's timing, it's precision. It's, you know, grace under pressure, basically.
Philip Neal says ballers can relate to ballet.
Athletes are so respectful of dancers. Whenever I see a collaboration, I think athletes, because they go through the same thing, understand the hours and the years that go into it.
Basically, we rehearse like 7 hours a day, 6 days a week, plus performances.
That's dancer Jan Trivedic, who will be on stage with Piazza during his cameo. He says dancers and athletes do have many things in common, except for one.
The only difference is that we don't perform to win anything. We just perform to bring something to the audience, you know?
Trivedic says sports stars can bring street cred to the largely misunderstood world of ballet.
People don't realize they think ballet is kind of retro and, like, not really fun, or there's no excitement. And they don't realize how much work there is, and, you know, that you just, like, play around in tutus. It's not what it is. It's really, it's just a sport, not in essence, but, you know, as much as physicality goes.
Piazza, who stopped playing in 2007 and still holds the record for most home runs by a catcher with 427, says he's already heard from some of his old colleagues in the clubhouse, and it's not always pretty.
Well, I mean, as a ball player and you're in a clubhouse, it's complete, how do you say it nicely, blank breaking all the time. So there's no question. I've gotten already some emails and some tweets of people that are like, making fun of me already.
But Piazza says if he has to take a few good-natured insults along the way, it will be worth it to help his daughter and the ballet. For Only a Game, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Mike Piazza's cameo performance at the Miami City Ballet is scheduled for Friday, May 3rd, and you can see pictures of him and of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and the Heat showing off their poses at our website, onlyagame.org.